Book 1, Part 15, Education in a New World of Administration. The People's Alliance for Compassionate Affairs Petition. The Ho'oponopono Process as a Golden Teacher. Grace and Ananda, 22nd January, 2025. Divine Eternal Cosmic Mother, Shekinah, the sacred formlessness of all creation, ever-loving, close, compassionate, and forgiving. In the depths of devotion, we expose the entirety of our hearts to the cosmic vibration of your purifying love. For within us all exist all matter, energy, and the thoughts of all conscious beings. Forgiveness is draped in the garment of the Mother's love, purifying all of creation from the illusion of separation, delivering all into the brilliance of the Father's light. A way to mainline into the grace of the forgiveness process is a mantra known as the Ho'oponopono, a Hawaiian form of dissolving all manner of miscreation, allowing us to tap into the fields of the Mother's love and the Father's light. The Ho'oponopono is engaged through the mental or verbal repetition of four simple statements. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Each statement, while short and to the point, are able to seep below the emotional and psychological pathos, which need not be understood, only embraced. There is the element of taking responsibility and asking for redemption, of expressing gratitude and signaling empathy and love. This combination of emotional responses and the order of the statements does not matter. Strikes at the heart of human need with the potential to dissolve and replace miscreation with peace and love. Forgiveness in its highest form serves as a golden teacher, offering profound lessons that guide towards healing, growth, and spiritual evolution. It is a masterful way shower in the art of living with love, compassion, and wisdom. It is an offering of love and freedom given without strings attached. At its core, pure forgiveness is an expression of unconditional love, a reminder of our intrinsic divinity, and a recognition that the wounds we carry are ultimately illusions within the larger reality of unity. Forgiveness transcends the limits of the ego and aligns with the infinite wisdom of the heart and soul. Forgiveness as the Redeemer reflects the essence of the divine. It carries the wisdom of grace, the power of love, and the promise of renewal. It teaches us that no wound is beyond healing, no relationship beyond redemption, and no soul beyond grace. By embracing forgiveness, we align ourselves with this divine truth and become vessels of healing and transformation. Forgiveness is a sacred guide, leading us towards the highest expressions of ourselves and the creation of a world meant to be rooted in love. Through its golden lessons, we learn to live not from the wounds of the past, but from the infinite possibilities of the present. To illustrate the potentials inherent in the Ho'oponopono is a story of Dr. Hugh Len, who worked at Hawaii State Hospital for 4 years in the ward for the criminally insane. The ward was an unpleasant, even dangerous place to work, with the result that psychologists would quit on a monthly basis and the staff regularly called in sick or quit. Those visiting would walk through that ward afraid of being attacked by patients. Dr. Len agreed to have an office there, and he would daily review the files of those interned there. He never saw patients, But while he reviewed those files, he would work on himself. As he worked on himself, patients began to heal. Dr. Len stated that after a few months, patients that had to be shackled were allowed to walk freely. Others who had to be heavily medicated were getting off their medications, and those who previously had no chance of ever being released were being freed. Dr. Len further explained that even the staff began to change as absenteeism and turnover disappeared. I quote, "We ended up with more staff than we needed because patients were being released and all the staff was showing up to work. That ward has since been closed." In his profound understanding of the currents that run deeply within those four simple statements of the Ho'oponopono mantra, as well as what creates and holds our own ills, Dr. Len stated, "I was simply healing the part of me that created them." Explaining that total responsibility for your life means that everything in your life, simply because it is in your life, is your responsibility. In a literal sense, the entire world is your creation. Thus, the Ho'oponopono is a mighty cornerstone for shifting the earth, a paradigm of unity and compassion, harmony and higher consciousness, where love and interconnectedness are the foundations of life, if we but choose to make ourselves responsible for our own place in the world. In this emerging reality, forgiveness and love, responsibility and reconciliation become a sacred act of transformation, dissolving the energetic imprints of division that have long shaped the old world. Which means calling out for ourselves in common sisterhood, brotherhood, for our mistakes and being willing to move forward with humility, wisdom, and a renewed commitment to live in harmony with one another and with the earth. By embracing a willingness as individuals, as well as through our collective nature, we align with the higher frequencies of compassion and clear the path for the new earth to take form. For the grace of reconciliation is not just an action, it is a state of being, a sacred resonance with the potential to the higher truth that we are all connected, all learning, and all capable of transcending hurt through love. It is both a gift and a calling, a way to align with the eternal flow of co-creation rooted in peace, freedom, and harmony. Ultimately, the use of the Ho'oponopono is an act of divine alignment. It reflects the infinite grace of the divine, where all actions, no matter how painful, are seen as opportunities for growth, broadening the path home. The ripple effect of forgiveness, of love, collapses time and space. When we choose to reconcile, we shift the energetic field not only within ourselves, but also within the collective consciousness of our families and humanity as a whole. This ripple effect can reach ancestors who have passed and descendants yet to come, in a field where all is occurring simultaneously and healing wounds across dimensions of time. When we forgive, we remove the karmic weight that might otherwise be passed on to our children and future generations. It is as though the energetic debt of pain is cleared, allowing new pathways of freedom, joy, and harmony to emerge. By consciously choosing release, we can dissolve patterns of suffering, free ourselves and the lineages of God life. For there is nothing that cannot be lightened or where the path made more harmonious for those who come after us. We not only heal our own hearts, but also release the unspoken pain carried within our earthly lineages. The principles of Ho'oponopono are a profound tool for healing our galactic heritage. The unresolved energies, karmic imprints, and the patterns carried forward through cosmic timelines. As we expand our awareness to include our origins as multidimensional beings, forgiveness, reconciliation, and love become essential to harmonizing the collective wounds and imbalances woven into the fabric of our cosmic history. By engaging at this level, we contribute to the healing of ourselves, our planet, and the broader galactic family. Our galactic heritage is the legacy of experiences, agreements, and karmic entanglements that extend beyond Earth. Humanity is part of the cosmic family, with lineages that span star systems such as Sirius, the Pleiades, Andromeda, and Acturius. These lineages carry immense wisdom, but also unresolved conflicts and imbalances from ages past, wars, separations, and misuse of power that have left their energetic imprint on both individual souls and collective consciousness. These galactic wounds often mirror the troubles we see on Earth and cycles of division, fear, and control. Humanity's journey on this planet is, in part, an opportunity to heal and resolve these ancient patterns. The Ho'oponopono process, then, becomes the bridge that allows us to move beyond these wounds, transmuting them into wisdom and unity. As we engage in this process, we are not only healing ourselves, but also participating in the greater process of galactic reconciliation. Forgiveness, at this level, involves releasing the pain and division carried from other timelines, dimensions, or star systems, and choosing to align with the higher frequencies of cosmic Christ, unity, and love. Many souls on Earth carry memories of galactic rifts, such as the Orion Wars or the fall of Atlantis, which have left deep imprints of division, guilt, and mistrust. The repetition of the Ho'oponopono mantra allows us to acknowledge these wounds, release blame, and transmute the energies of separation into harmony. Through forgiveness, we dissolve karmic ties that have perpetuated cycles of retribution and suffering across lifetimes and dimensions. Forgiveness fosters reconciliation not only within humanity, but also among the different star lineages that influence our evolution. By taking personal responsibility regardless of the part we may have played, and being willing to forgive those who also played a part, we hold the intention of unity in the intent of healing the rifts within the galactic family and contribute to a greater collective harmony. Earth holds a unique role as a planetary school for resolving karmic imbalances and integrating diverse galactic energies. It is often referred to as a melting pot of star lineages where beings from various origins incarnated to learn, grow, and heal together. Forgiveness and love are central themes in this process, allowing us to transcend duality and polarization that has been carried into the Earth plane. Earth's dense emotional environment provides a powerful arena for practicing forgiveness. Here, we are given the opportunity to face the consequences of separation and learn the deeper truths of unity and love. By forgiving ourselves each other, and the wounds of the past, whether personal, planetary, or galactic, or even known or unknown. We anchor higher frequencies of reconciliation and co-creation into Earth's grid, tapping into the tipping points of disillusion, of miscreation, and fear. Through the absolution of forgiveness on Earth, through the use of the Ho'oponopono, we actively participate in the process of galactic ascension, helping to harmonize the diverse energies and histories that make up our shared heritage. This work not only accelerates Earth's evolution, but also supports the unification of the galactic community as a whole. In a vast embrace of the higher realms of light, forgiveness is not required. For in infinite wisdom and unconditional love, all has already been forgiven, if forgiveness was ever even necessary at all. These realms exist beyond the duality of right and wrong, beyond judgment and condemnation, dwelling in the eternal truth of oneness, where all is seen as purposeful, whole, and perfect. It is humanity, bound by the illusions of separation, judgment, and fear, that clings to the idea of forgiveness as something external. We imagine forgiveness as something to be sought or granted. Yet forgiveness is entirely about us, about forgiving ourselves for the wounds we've felt, we created and carried, the judgments we've had, and the belief that we are somehow separate from the divine. The higher realms of light have no need to forgive because they see us through the eyes of unconditional love. They understand that every action, every mistake, and every struggle is part of the sacred journey of remembering. They hold no judgment, only compassion and encouragement as we awaken to the truth. We are the ones who project judgment onto ourselves, believing we have fallen short of the divine standard, when, in reality, we have never been separated from it. As we come to this understanding, the process of embracing the simple statements of the Ho'oponopono mantra transforms. It is no longer about absolution, but about remembrance. Remembering that we are already whole, already loved, already embraced. Forgiveness becomes a way of letting go of the barriers we've built within ourselves, barriers that have kept us from experiencing the fullness of divine love. In forgiving and reconciling within ourselves, we come to realize the deeper truth. There was never anything to forgive. There is only love, eternally active, present, and waiting to be remembered. In this remembrance, we join the higher realms of light in the eternal state of grace, living as the divine beings we were always meant to be. Divine Mother of the Cosmic Loving Black Light, we are immensely grateful for the ever-expanding consciousness that emanates through our hearts, as your love unceasingly echoes the higher realms of truth into our united being. We are grateful, we are grateful, we are unwaveringly grateful. Grace and Ananda.